Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on May 22nd regarding Miguel Vargas, V-A-R-G-A-S. Mr. Vargas was accompanied to the evaluation by Iris Rumain, R-U-M-A-I-N, who helped him complete his inter-questionnaire. According to the information obtained from the examiner in this fashion, on 3-8-21, Miguel Vargas injured his neck and shoulder while at work. Appeared he was standing in a box that was set on wheels. Appeared the box was being pushed by co-workers. Appeared as a result, he believes he injured his right shoulder and the head hit the head hit the side of the box without loss of consciousness. Appeared he did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Appeared he had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Appeared new paragraph. As for his claim petition, he sustained injuries when the container he was in was struck by another container. Period. Treatment records show he was seen at WorkNet on 3-16-21, complaining of right shoulder and neck pain. Period. He did not have interim treatment since the accident. Pretty was diagnosed with cervical sprain and right shoulder sprain, which he has begun on medications and activity modifications. Period. X-rays of both areas were also ordered. Period. He followed up on 3-19-21. And he was continued on the same treatment, period. On 3-15-21, Dr. Pecker referred him for a course of physical therapy, period. This was rendered on the dates described, period. However, he remained symptomatic, period. The results of his MRI studies were noted on 4-30-21 and will be inserted as marked, period. Additional physical therapy was ordered. Period. New paragraph. On 5-20-21, the petitioner was seen by Dr. Gupta for right shoulder pain. Period. X-rays in the office demonstrated no fractures or subluxations. Period. There was mild to moderate AC joint degenerative joint disease. Period. He also noted the right shoulder MRI. Period. He simply diagnosed pain of the right shoulder, for which a corticosteroid injection was administered. Period. On 4-23-21, he also had a cervical spine MRI to be inserted in the proper chronologic place, period. Dr. Gupta and his colleagues, like Dr. Austin, continue to treat the petitioner. Period. Another corticosteroid injection was given on 11-18-21, period. He was then seen by pain specialist Dr. Conliffe, C-O-N-L-A-F-F-E, for cervical spine pain on 12-2-21, period. He then ordered MRI studies of the cervical spine, period. On 1-5-22, he returned to Dr. Conliffe after undergoing such a study, period. His description of its findings will be inserted as marked, period. The discussed treatment options such as spinal injections, which the petitioner declined. Pretty was given a one-time prescription for Percocet and was to follow up in 1 month. Period. He did return on 2/23/22. Period. It is unclear what type of treatment Dr. Conliffe recommended. Period. He concluded the petitioner had failed conservative treatments. Period. He was not interested in a spinal injection and was not a candidate for surgical intervention. Pretty was then referred to a functional capacity evaluation. Period. New paragraph on 7/27/21, he had an MRI of the right shoulder to be inserted here. Period on 9/10/21, he came into the pain management care of Dr. Josephson. Period, follow-up with him continued through 10/14/21. Period, another cervical spine MRI was done on 12/22/21. Period, Mr. Vargas participated in a functional capacity evaluation on 3/9/22. It found he was capable of working in the medium physical demand category. Period. He demonstrated minimal signs of consistency and lacked observable signs of exertion throughout the evaluation. Period. Inconsistent performance was demonstrated during performance consistency testing with physiologic responses, parentheses heart rate and respiratory rate, close parentheses comma. Movement and muscle recruitment patterns that were inconsistent when aware and unaware of observation indicated that the capabilities outlined would be considered to be Mr. Vargas's minimal safe functional ability level. Period. Physical exam. He had on his ears. He had slight exophthalmos of the eyes. The rest of that is normal. Neurologic is normal. Extremities. Upper inspection revealed the right acromioid clavicular joint was more prominent than the left. Period. Passive range of motion of the right shoulder was accompanied by voluntary guarding. Period. Abduction was 90 degrees, comma flexion 50 degrees, comma internal rotation 50 degrees, and external rotation to 60 degrees. Period. Adduction was full to 50 degrees. As was extension with tenderness. Period combined active extension with internal rotation was to the waist level. Period on the left, this was to T12. Period motion of the left shoulder with elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period he was tender to palpation both anteriorly and posteriorly at the right shoulder, but there was none on the left. He was unable to cooperate with provocative maneuvers about the right shoulder. Period, spine, cervical, active flexion was to 20 degrees, comma extension 15 degrees, comma rotation right 25 degrees and left 35 degrees, comma was side bending right 15 degrees and left to 30 degrees. Period, complaint of tenderness in all spheres. Period, there was tenderness to palpation about the right paracervical musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline. Thoracic, normal, macro, lumbar, sacral, elite, straight leg raising maneuvers. Impressions. On 3/8/21, Miguel Vargas was jostled while he was inside of a cart that was struck by another. Period, he did not experience loss of consciousness. Period, he does not appear to have sought treatment until presented to work unit on 3/16/21. Period, they initiated him on conservative care. Period, he underwent MRIs of the cervical spine and right shoulder on 4/23/21 to be inserted here. New paragraph, he was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Gupta, who administered corticosteroid injection to the shoulder. Period, he had the petitioner undergo an MR arthrogram of the shoulder on 7/27/21 to be inserted here. period, he was also treated by pain management and physical therapy. Period. Ongoing care with Dr. Gupta continued through 2/23/22. Period. Mr. Vargas underwent a functional capacity evaluation on 3/9/22, during which he did not demonstrate consistent performances. Period. Nevertheless, he was deemed at a minimum to be able to return to work in the medium physical demand category. Period. New paragraph. The current clinical exam was remarkable for significant guarding of the right shoulder. Period. This also precluded him undergoing provocative maneuvers there. Period. He had decreased range of motion about the cervical spine on an active basis, complaining of tenderness in all planes. Period. He was neurologically intact. Period. The head was atraumatic and normus cephalic, but there appeared to be some exophthalmos of the eyes bilaterally. Period. New paragraph. I will offer levels of permanent disability to the head, comma, neck, comma, right arm, comma, and right shoulder. Period. He has been able to return to his former full duty capacity with the insured. Period. And that is the end.